Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Sister Sister Wives. This week, we are covering season 17, episode 4.
Yep. No housekeeping.
Listen, I don't have anything to say, I don't think. What are we going to talk about? Anything?
I don't think so.
Listen, last week, we went off in a tangent of 20 minutes to talk about Christmas movies, so.
Not 20, only 10.
Oh, okay. Well, still.
It may have been 20 in the moment.
But you whittled it down to 10.
I whittled it down to 10. You know, gotta please the audience.
Listen.
I don't know.
Some people wrote us and said that, you know, the OG Grinch was the only Grinch that mattered and things like that.
Because it is.
Oh boy, here we go.
Okay.
You hate Home Alone, so...
Because it's the worst movie ever.
Oh boy, here we go. We can't get into this again. No, I don't think I have anything housekeeping-wise to say, so I guess we'll jump right in for once.
Let's do it, yeah.
This episode starts off with total delusion. Christine saying that the baby is so pretty, and that's not the delusional part, but that she's so pretty and she looks just like Tony.
Uh-huh.
And I put, ma'am, in all caps.
Oh, man. Yep.
She says she's back home after Avalon was born. And, you know, she didn't realize Tony would be such a pretty girl baby or
something. That's not what she says.
What did she say?
She just straight up says, didn't realize Tony would be such a pretty girl.
Listen, the baby is cute, but let's
not.
The
baby is cute.
I don't think she looks just like Tony.
I don't think she does either, but she is adorable.
Yeah.
Also, like, babies can look like the father or the mother and be the opposite gender.
Right.
And it's not like it's not like, oh, there's such a pretty girl. No.
Listen, Liam looks like me with short hair. So he just looks like me. Like, he doesn't look like me as a boy. You know what I mean?
Well, who knew you'd be such a handsome dude?
Listen, let me tell you something. I have done those filters where it turns you into a man, and I am, in fact, not a handsome dude, okay?
Neither am I. I look like a fat version of Tim.
Oh, my.
I do. It always takes off all of my hair, and then it gives me, like, just a little bit of scruff, and I look like
a stubble. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, because, like, other people will turn from, you know, they'll do, like, the opposite gender filter or whatever, and they look adorable, and then I try it, and I'm like, wow, who is that schlub?
Yes. Listen, filters are not made for people like us.
They really are not. They really are not. Although, I have to say, those filters that, like, completely, like, sort of smooth out your face... And like, is it supposed to look like makeup or something? I'm into those. They smooth out all these, all the freckles and stuff I got going on, you know?
Yeah. You know, I don't hate my freckles like you do, but.
Well, I don't hate my freckles.
Right.
Listen, I don't hate my freckles, but I have next level freckles. Like, you don't have anywhere near as many as I do.
Listen, we should take pictures of ourselves as dudes in these filters and then post them on Instagram.
We should absolutely not. I will not do it.
Because
I look horrible.
We both look horrible.
Oh my God.
But it'll be great. It'll be great.
I'm not sure that it will be.
That's okay. I will just take a picture that I have of you and put it in the filter.
I know you will. You'll do some shit like that.
I will.
And now you've been doing the social media, so you're posted shit like that.
Listen, I just had to clear off pictures and stuff from my external hard drive to make room to just kind of clear it up some. And I came across those pictures that we did that put like a filter from each era.
Yes. Oh my God. I forgot about that. That was like before the days of social media too.
Yes. I just came across those.
I have those saved too. Also, how small was your hard drive that you had to take pictures off of it to make room?
It's a 1 terabyte.
Oh my God. What is on it?
Every picture that I've ever taken since 2008.
Oh my God.
They're all separated into folders by year, month, and then category.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. That's how I separate things.
Has the time? Oh,
I have. Listen, I have been doing it like that since like 2009, whenever I started saving them to the computer.
You better thank your lucky stars that you live in a digital age, because your ass would be on the floor of a living room with shoe boxes trying to separate prints out. If
let me tell you,
30 years ago,
my shoe boxes would be in pristine order.
Okay? And mine would be a hot fucking mess.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Like my life.
It's the same way that I separate the folders for the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I showed you that before. It's very organized. This is like you leaving unread messages in the DMs on Instagram.
Okay. Oh my God. Crazy. Listen.
Also,
I thought
your,
you were going to say
email?
About my
No,
my
let's
email.
Talk about your email. How many is that? I can't read it. It won't clear up.
158,254 emails that I have not checked.
That she has not checked, people. Unread emails. That is the number that comes up on her little email icon.
158,254.
It is, I can't. My brain would explode.
I also have them on pretty much every app.
No.
Oh, look, no. Look at that folder. It's got 604 notifications for something.
No, let me show you. All of mine, not a single fucking notification on there.
What's that like, honestly?
It's relaxing.
Listen, and people like you will say to me, why don't you clear out your email? Could you imagine? I have to go through 158,000 emails in order to clear. At this point, it's just so far gone that my anxiety is like, you can't tackle that pile of unread emails. Let it go. Burn the whole email account down.
I go through my emails and unsubscribe from things I don't want emails from.
I don't. I just leave them unread.
I get very few emails that I don't want.
Yeah, I just leave them unread.
No, that would drive me insane.
It's real wild how three human beings can come from the same parents and be so entirely different.
Because I'm also pretty sure that Tim is more like me and incredibly organized with shit. Actually, I think he's more organized than I am.
Yes,
in,
yes,
in
he
his
is.
Daily life.
Mm-hmm. He is, yeah.
Because my
yeah.
house is a fucking mess.
Listen, if you ask me where something is, though, on my messy desk, I can tell you where it is. It's just not organized.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I don't know.
Anyway, now we're off the rails already. That only took a second for us to get completely off the rails.
Sure did. Oh, I'd also like to note while we're talking about notifications, okay, because this is like, it drives me insane. When I play Call of Duty, when you get like a new gun or a new attachment or whatever, a new sticker, it comes up as a little icon, just a little dot. Okay. Now, recently they put little buttons in that says clear indicators. So I go in and clear them on everything I can. And then I go out of it and that motherfucking button is still there. The little icon is still there. Okay. The indicators won't clear. It makes me insane. I don't want to see them.
You better write a strongly worded letter.
I should.
To Xbox or whoever.
Dear sir or madam at Battle.net, take the motherfucking indicators off there. Nobody
People
likes them.
People at Battle.net are like, please go fuck yourself. I don't care about you. Oh,
exactly.
God.
Exactly. Actually, I think it's Activision. I just played on PC, so it's through Battle.net.
Yeah, I don't think it's not Battle.net.
Well, on the PC, you have to go through Battle.net. Okay. So it is that, but it's Activision who makes the game.
Anyway, Tony, Lady Tony. Here we go.
Lady Tony. Oh, I forgot we were already in the episode.
Listen, you guys, we have started talking to each other for like 2 hours before we hit record specifically. So there's not a bunch of extra shit in the episodes and still we're completely off the rails.
It has actually been 2 hours since we got on a call.
I know. It's insane. This is why we could get two episodes recorded if we would just shut our fucking mouths.
I know. Well, okay. To be fair, we usually fill each other in on everything that happened during the week during those 2 hours.
Exactly. Because we don't have time to talk to each other any other time. So that's the only time that we have to do it.
We're too goddamn busy.
I don't know who brought fall back full swing, but I would like to have a word. Not fall itself, but fall activities. Man, I love some fall. It is 49 degrees right now. Okay. Delightful.
Bro, I had my door open, the door in my room to my balcony. Yeah. I had it open today and it was fucking amazing. Okay.
Oh, it's delightful.
My cat also loves it. And if you come close to her in the door, the screen, she gets very angry and hisses at you and then bats at your feet because I think she thinks you're going to close the door.
Well, she is a bee.
She is a bee. You're right. You're right.
She's a black cat. She's like a Halloween cat.
She's actually a tortoiseshell.
Whatever. She looks like a black cat.
But from what I heard, tortoiseshells have big attitudes.
Well,
so
she
fits the description. Good old Sherry Berry. Did you forget her name was Sherry Berry?
Listen, sometimes I forget. Ever since Sherry Berry got taken off of the elevators, sometimes I forget Sherry Berry exists, and then someone talks about Sherry Berry, and it just tickles me.
You
Delightful.
Clearly don't live in North Carolina anymore.
She's not on the elevators in North Carolina anymore.
No, but every time I get on the elevator, I cross myself and say a little prayer, because who knows who that little man is, okay? I don't even know his name.
Sherry Berry lifts you up, you know what I mean?
She does.
Also, every person listening to this right now who is not in North Carolina has no fucking idea what we're talking about. But everybody in North Carolina knows.
Okay, but not everybody, because I had to explain to somebody who Sherry Berry was, and I was appalled.
What?
I know.
Oh, no.
Also, I found out more recently, like since she left office, that her name is mm-hmm. like Cherie or something, but nobody's
I don't
gonna...
care. It'll always be Sherry Berry to me.
She's Sherry Berry. Cherie, please, please.
Doesn't she know what we've been calling her all these years? Sherry Berry.
You know she knows too.
Oh, for sure. Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, it is spelled like Cherie.
It is. It absolutely is.
So for anybody who does not know what we're talking about, in North Carolina for, I don't know, our entire childhood, the person who inspected the elevators was Sherry Berry. And so every elevator you were in, you would see her, I can like picture her signature in my head right now. Her signature was on it. And so everybody would make these like memes and t-shirts and stuff that say Sherry Berry lifts me up because
she's the elevator lady.
And then she just recently retired and they replaced her with this other guy and people are mad about it.
Also, by recently, I mean like 2 years ago.
It might have been longer. We're just
it
so
may have been
it.
Longer. It could be 3 years ago at this point.
Oh my
but
God.
No, it has been since I've been working where I'm at now, because I remember when they changed the papers over in the elevator. So also she wasn't she wasn't the inspector.
What was she?
She's like the official over the elevators. There's like an actual title that has nothing to do with elevators.
Well, listen, I hold her responsible for my safety when I'm on an elevator in North Carolina.
I know.
I'll tell you that much.
I do too. That's why I cross myself. She is the she was former North Carolina Commissioner of Labor.
Oh, okay. Well, all I ever saw her name on was elevator. So that's the connection there.
Also, that same picture that she's had on there for a million years.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yes. Yep. I don't think in other states they have pictures on the elevators like they do in
North
Carolina.
I don't think they have. I don't remember seeing anything in the elevator in Pennsylvania, to be honest with you.
Next time you get on an elevator, let me know.
I will. I'll look.
I bet it's just the signature for the inspector, the actual inspector, who is not Sherry Berry.
It's not like a statewide celebrity in other states, you know, where people are normal.
Right. No, just North Carolina. She is legit a celebrity.
Oh my God. All right. Let's reel this back. I feel like I'm talking to my class. Let's reel this back in, guys. Uh-huh. So Christine, Tony, yes. Lady Tony. Christine says that Tony has just slipped right into fatherhood and she doesn't even get enough Oma time because he's always got the baby. And he's jealous of McKelty because she breastfeeds and has more time with the baby. And Christine thinks that's super cute. Uh-huh. I don't think that's super cute.
You know, here's what I think. I feel like she may be a little over-exaggerating.
Christine?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's more like he probably like jokingly said one time, like, oh, you're so lucky you get more time because you breastfeed.
Right.
And
right.
She's now like saying it and making it sound like he's actually
psychotic.
Yes.
Yes. Because she says a mom wants to see her daughter's husband obsessing over a baby. So like she thinks it's cute and whatever. But the way that it's coming out of her mouth does not sound that way.
It doesn't. It sounds crazy. But I think that's probably more of what happened.
Yeah.
So our good friend Danielle.
Oh, yes. I didn't look at that.
It's okay. I'll fill you in. She. Okay.
This is Danielle, this SC realtor, the realtor.
Yes. She did her recap today.
Uh-huh.
And she said that she thinks that Christine is like, she like loves Tony with McKelty and Caleb with Madison and like their kids and stuff like that, because it's the husband that she never had.
Uh-huh.
It's the husband she always wanted, but she never got.
That's an excellent point. Yes. That's
and the father to the children, like to her children that she never got.
Right. That is not shitty like Cody.
Right.
And let me tell you something, because we're getting ready to get fucking into it. But this motherfucker looks worse and worse every episode.
Yes.
He is more and more of a heinous beast every single episode.
I took a picture of him because, and I meant to fix it today. Does he not look like he should have little bows in his hair?
Yes. What is with those two strands? You know what he looks like in the 90s and now it's coming back where you would like part your hair in the middle and leave those two tendrils down and pull the rest back?
Yes. Or like leave those two front ones down and then pull the rest back in like butterfly clips?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Except that he doesn't have his hair pulled back. Instead, he just has these two weird pieces that like are separated.
You know what it is? Balding. Okay.
It He's sure balding. Is. It like, sure is.
Get a grip and just like shave your head already.
This is his version of a crisis haircut, you know?
Oh, yes.
It's a crisis non-haircut.
It just keeps getting worse and worse.
As does his entire being.
Also, I fully plan on putting bows on that picture and sending it to you later. So prepare yourself.
I'm ready. So Christine says that she has a lot going on at home. She has to tell the wife she's leaving and they have to figure out how to co-parent the rest of the kids. Then we cut to Cody. And what's Cody doing out there on Coyote Pass?
Shaving trees.
Oh my God. He says that this thing with Christine could put a wrench in their plans with Coyote Pass. First of all, sir, you have owned that place for 3 years and not lived on it and not done shit with it. So guess whose fault it ain't? It ain't Christine's and it ain't COVID's. It's yours.
Right. Also, to this day, they still don't live on that property.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So Janelle walks up and says that her landlord is selling her house. The house she's renting, and she thought about buying it because it was a good price, but then she says it was a fixer-upper, so like it might be a good price, but then you have to do all the work, you know?
Right. Okay, but that's like her kind of thing.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, like yeah. I could see her in a fixer-upper fixing
Mary
it up.
And Robin would never
listen. They'd never a lot of things, and we find out this episode.
Oh, listen, at one point in my notes I put that one of them, I can't remember which one or what it was about, would never, n-e-v-a-h. Okay.
I guarantee it's Mary.
I'm sure it is. So Janelle says, you know, she could buy it. She thought about buying it, but then she figured, why put that money into this house that I would then have to, you know, sell and build on Coyote Pass when I can just get a healthy start on building on Coyote Pass. So her idea is to live in a trailer, she keeps saying, but then she says in a minute that it's an RV. So that we were right the other day when we talked about Garrison.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, living in a trailer and it was probably an RV.
Not the kind of trailers we're used to.
Right. So she could live in a trailer or an RV on the property and then build there. But they have to figure out the property lines because they bought 4 lots and they want to turn it into 5 lots. Look, I drew myself a little
yes,
diagram.
Yes, you did. Wow.
Drew myself a little diagram.
That's awesome.
I guess they have to... I was a little confused, but I guess they have to pay off the land to then reconfigure it. But like, what difference does it make if you own all of the property? Can't you just do whatever the fuck you want?
I mean, I would think so. I don't really understand the logic. And it doesn't seem like Cody's actually done the research because at some point he says something about how he doesn't actually know.
And to be fair, neither have we. So we could just sound like a bunch of fucking idiots talking about this. We have no right. idea what, if there's rules or what you have to have approved or whatever. But it seems wild that they can't just put houses wherever if they own all of that property.
It seems, we don't know. But it seems like you should be able to just do whatever the fuck you want. Why can't you build and then reconfigure the lines? If you know where you're going to put the lines, who cares?
Right. Like if it was already 4 lots, because what they want to do is they want to turn 4 vertical lots into 2 vertical and 3 horizontal.
Yes.
So why not just build the houses on that last lot horizontally?
Right.
What difference does it make? Maybe you can't have 3 houses on 1 lot.
Here's the other thing. At this point, Cody knows that Christine is not going to live on that land because she's moving to Utah.
Correct. Yes.
So you only need 4 lots.
So why even reconfigure it?
Exactly.
Because they want to be picky as shit about which place they get in and all that.
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
The reconfiguring makes it so that the 2 vertical lots are much bigger than the 3 horizontal lots.
Right. Also, if they were to ever try to resell this with it reconfigured like that, they never would be able to.
Right.
They'd have to put a road right down the middle.
Right. And I don't like... None of them really have kids at home. I mean, he even says this in a minute because he's like, he thinks that because Janelle only has Savannah, she should get something small. So none of them have kids at home. So why are they building these big ass houses?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That they then will someday have to presumably sell to no one because no one wants it.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense.
He doesn't make any sense.
Well, I know. Cody says that, like, what will Christine do? Will she sell her piece of land to them? So she owns a chunk of the land and she owns the house that she's in.
Yes.
But they're still paying on both of these things?
Yes.
Okay.
So in that video I sent you that you didn't watch, very rude.
Listen,
it's from Danielle, the SC realtor, and she's talking about how Christine sold her property back to Cody for $10.
Oh,
because then she sold her house and kept all that money for herself.
Right.
So
she's a better person than I, because I would not have sold it for $10.
No, I wouldn't have either. Full price plus increase over the years.
Inflation.
Inflation.
Difference in inflation.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. So the haps with Janelle is that she has to be out in like 2 months.
Right.
And she thinks that she'll be able to build something small within 6 months of moving onto the property.
Which is doable for a small place.
It is doable, but they're still in the middle of COVID. And from what I understand about the middle of COVID, there's a material shortage.
Right.
So I don't think anybody was building houses in 6 months.
I also just saw a TikTok that was like a builder guy talking about don't buy a house that was built between 2020 and 2022 because all of the materials were so fucking cheap that they were using that they're not well-built houses.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So she has to be out of there in 2 months and she wants to buy this trailer, live on the property, build something small. Cody says that he and Robin 3 years ago, not in the middle of a pandemic, okay, found, because Janelle says there's not a lot of places to rent, it would be easier to buy. He and Robin found tons of places to rent, just not ones that were big enough. So it should be really easy for Janelle to find a rental. And, you know, he doesn't think that she should buy.
What happened to not comparing wives?
Also, not only that, but if I remember correctly, they had a fucking hard time finding rentals anyway.
Yes. And now we're in COVID where you couldn't find shit.
Right.
Like still currently, you can't find places to rent.
Right.
Without it being an insane amount of money.
Correct. Yeah. The prices and stuff are going up astronomically.
Yeah. And there's also just not availability because no one's moving.
Right.
Because there's no availability.
Exactly. If you pay for an RV, then either you own the RV forever.
Right.
Or you resell it and you make some of that money back. You don't make any money back if you rent for a year while you build.
Exactly.
I swear to God, it's like if he didn't come up with the idea himself, he's just going to argue them into the ground, even if it's the more logical idea.
Oh, yeah. That's who he is.
He's heinous. Janelle says she doesn't understand why he's so twisted up about it. She says she can buy an RV, a trailer, to put on the property for a few months, and then she'll pour all of her resources into the house build. And she says there's one that she found and likes, and it's the only one in the country. And his dumb ass is like, I was afraid you'd say that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you dick. Like, he just has to be such a fucking asshole every minute of the day.
Yes, that's his entire existence.
It really is. He is just doubling down on his assholishness.
Yes. He is.
So then he talks about how he and Janelle, when Logan was a tiny baby, they lived in a little mobile home and that he doesn't see the benefit of it really and thinks that they should give renting a chance. Well, too fucking bad because Janelle already bought it.
Yes, she did. Yes, she
did. She's like, yeah, I already put money down on it.
Uh-huh.
I screamed out loud.
Listen.
It made me so happy.
She's like the most logical of the group. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
If she impulsively puts money down on an RV, I'm still going to trust her.
That's right. Because she probably thought about it and it wasn't an impulse buy. It was an impulse buy this one.
Yes. Correct.
And she is fucking giddy about it. Like when she's talking about she is delighted.
She is. Everybody else is such a Debbie Downer. She's excited about it. And you can tell that she has been thinking about this for a long time and done her research because she has figured out like the numbers and everything behind it.
Yes.
So like, it's not an impulse buy.
Also, she says in a minute, I think, something about how, yes, she does. She says that she was telling him about this and he wasn't listening.
Yes.
So she has been not only thinking about this, but talking about it for a while.
Right.
So Cody says that she's already doing it, but it's her choice, not their choice, you know, and it's all being executed without a plan because Janelle just wanted that particular RV, which I don't think is what's happening. There is a plan.
Yes.
He's just not listening or giving a shit about the plan.
There's a plan and Janelle has the plan.
That's exactly right. And you're not a part of it. And it's no fucking wonder, as we'll see at the end of this episode, buckle the fuck up.
Oh, man.
So Gabe is going to get an apartment. Garrison's going to put his RV on the property. And then Janelle and Savannah are going to live in this other RV on the property.
I'm really surprised that Cody did not have more to say about Garrison putting his RV on the property.
Right. Or, and he didn't make a peep about Gabe getting an apartment, even though that's what he's been trying to threaten Gabe with since the beginning, is kicking him out. Cody says Janelle's really excited about it, but he's thinking about the step-by-step of it. And he just thinks this is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
What logistics do you have to figure out? Because you just said your truck doesn't haul it.
Right.
So you've already checked out of helping her with anything. She's going to have to buy a truck, which she talks about in a minute. She's going to have to haul the damn thing there, and she's going to have to live in it.
She has figured all of this out without
him. That's exactly
him.
Right. That is exactly right. And I have a feeling that she's been doing that their entire marriage. And then probably whenever he's not being like all beside himself about Christine, she has, you know, done that thing that some of us do where we convince the person that they came up with the idea so that they go along with it. But really, you've got it all planned out in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what she does every time. Cody says, in plural marriage, the wife either works with you or against you. And Janelle sometimes works with him, sometimes works against him. And then because he has to keep bringing it up, he says that Christine was always fairly compliant until they decided not to move to Utah. And then she was suddenly very independent.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly.
Also compliant.
I know. I hate that.
That's so gross.
Mm-hmm.
He says Mary worked together with him, and Robin's whole goal from the very beginning was to work together with the family.
Right. She's the most compliant.
Compliant. Yes.
Yes.
Her behavior is good.
Yes. She's not mean.
Christine was being mean to me. Oh, God. So he says he has a feeling each wife has a breaking point where they're just not going to put up with what the other wives' needs are, and they'll do their own thing. And Janelle has done that before. First of all, I don't think that they're hitting a breaking point with what the other wives need. I think they're hitting a breaking point with your bullshit.
Right.
And this is where Janelle says she tells him stuff and he doesn't really listen. And she's been telling him stuff about the RV. And now he's like, what? You're buying a trailer? How dare you?
Right. Because he don't listen.
Because he doesn't listen.
Yep.
So it flips to Christine post Zoom call about Isabel wanting to go back to school.
Yes.
And Brianna not going to school.
Right.
Cody says he has no idea why Christine is upset because he and Robin made this agreement with Brianna while Christine has been doing completely different things in her house, including traveling. And Christine's like, you should have called Isabel too and asked her to stay just like you did Brianna.
Right.
Christine says, you know, now Isabel has to choose between her dad and her friends and can't really have both. And it's not really up to Isabel. Like, it's Cody making his choice and pushing Isabel into her choice. Cody says Christine is complaining that he's never there anyway. So he said, Isabel can go to school. And then he says, Isabel wants to see her friends more anyway. Like, I didn't create this problem. Don't be mad at me because I've got standards.
You did create this problem. This is your problem, okay?
You are the problem.
You created this entire fucking thing with your COVID nonsense.
Excuse me, as protocols.
Protocols.
COVID protocols.
Whatever.
Like, are you, do you not fucking hear yourself?
Did you write down what he said after this?
Well, I have to, like, Christine says that she hopes that he at least comes over and sees them outside, but he was only doing that a couple times a week anyway. And he says he goes there and hangs with Trulli and Isabel a little bit, and then they go to bed while I'm still there.
Because you come at night.
Right.
Don't fucking come at night.
They're children. They have to go to bed so they can go do school and whatever the next day.
At some point he says that she'll benefit more from going to school with her friends and that he'll still be there when she needs him.
And she can call him.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know. Were you there when she had back surgery? Because she needed you then.
Right. And also, she's not a grown adult. She's 17. Like, there are things she can handle and there are things she can certainly do without her dad. But like, you can't just write them off the second they turn whatever age.
Yeah.
Also, right after that, Christine says, Isabel's going back to school and then Cody's not going to come over anymore. So what about Trulli?
Right.
Trulli's not making the decision to go to school.
After all of this and the shit that happens later, I just saw an article that there was an insider that said that he is not in Trulli's life anymore, basically.
I'm not surprised at all.
I'm not either. It's so fucked up.
He just wants to look good on TV. And I think I thought about this a lot during this episode. I genuinely think that he thinks while he's recording these that he's coming off looking good.
Yeah, okay, but he's not.
I know.
God. He can keep thinking that, but he ain't. At the end of that part with Christine, she says something about, I haven't told all the wives I'm leaving yet.
Oh, did she say that? I didn't catch
that. She did.
That.
She says she hasn't told all the wives.
So Janelle, doing something impulsive.
Okay.
She says, doing something as impulsive as buying this RV is out of her norm. And everyone's coming over so that she can tell them about it. This, by the way, is where the would never statement comes in.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
They come over to her house. They sit absurdly far apart in the backyard.
Yes.
Just unreasonable.
In the background, as they're showing the house and stuff, you can see an RV parked in her driveway.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Oh, but is it Garrison's?
It's Garrison's, yeah.
I was thinking it was like a, you know, backwards timeline situation.
No.
So she tells them she bought this fifth wheel.
When they come in.
Yes.
And Christine's like, oh, I love the backyard. It's so friendly.
I know.
What did they say that she was growing back there?
Raspberries?
Raspberries. Okay.
Yeah.
So Danielle, the SC realtor, pointed out that Cody pronounces the P.
Raspberries.
Raspberries.
Also, I would like to start growing raspberries. It would save me a lot in my grocery bill. Okay.
For real. I mean, I don't like raspberries, but like, I would love to have a garden.
I don't like raspberries either, but the kids eat them like an entire little container of them in one sitting. So
yeah,
they're pricey. Okay. They're bougie fruit.
Yes, they are.
Bougie fruit.
Might as well be buying blackberries.
Listen, blackberries are just as expensive, I think.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Can you people keep it to the blueberries, please? We don't need to move into raspberries and blackberries. All right. So Mary says that this is Janelle's dream come true. And Christine says she would never.
Oh, well, Mary says it later.
Yes. Janelle says she's always wanted to do this. They show some like flashbacks of her camping and loving camping, which, you know,
yes,
more power to you, but I ain't into camping. However, I do have thoughts about this RV thing. Christine says, actually, I have thoughts right here because Christine says it seems crazy. Is it though?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's crazy either. This is one of the things we considered when we moved up here was, did we want to rent or did until we found a house, or did we want to just buy a camper that then we could use for vacations?
I have been for a long time fully on board with living in an RV. I would love to live in an RV. I'd love to travel in an RV. I would really enjoy being a full-time RVer.
Uh-huh.
That is my cup of tea. And everybody but Janelle is a Debbie Downer about it, man. They're all being bitches.
They are being really rude about it, I feel
they
like.
They are. I feel like they are. Like, you know, and I've run into a few people because I considered it before I moved into this new place, getting an RV and living in an RV.
Right.
And there was a few people that I talked to about it that were just, it wasn't their cup of tea. And they had lots to say about it to try to convince me that I shouldn't do it.
But why? What difference does it make to them? Like,
exactly.
That's the whole thing about it. She doesn't have a house in 2 months.
Yeah.
So what the hell is she supposed to do?
Right. Also, she has clearly wanted this for a very long time.
And they own the land. It's not like she has to pay rent somewhere. I mean, obviously, they got to figure out the logistics of like dumping the RV and all that and the electricity and whatever. But
which she seems to have figured out because she talks about it.
It's only her and a teenager.
Yes.
It's not like she has six toddlers or something.
Right.
It's just wild to me that they're being so ridiculous about him. Well, and then she makes the grave error of saying to them that she bought it sight unseen and they just cannot believe it.
Yes.
It's a camper.
Right.
It's not like she bought a multi-million dollar home or something.
Right. Also, when you look at pictures online, usually the pictures are very detailed of what the camper looks like.
Right. She does say that she thinks that in the end she'll be in the RV for a year. So like that idea of like being there for 6 months or whatever. And then Cody says they'll start building and she'll have a casita, but he says it weird, on the property by December. First of all, what the fuck is he talking about?
He's an idiot.
Casita is what he said.
Casita. He's an idiot.
Listen, that's not how you say the word. Okay. For starters. All right. And secondly, you don't speak Spanish. So I'm not sure why we're just pulling Spanish words.
Right.
Christine says that winters there by the property are really brutal. And she's, you know, kind of worried about Janelle surviving the winters, which, by the way, is the only thing that any of them say that seems like a genuine concern for Janelle's safety. The rest of them are just like, well, I'd be miserable, or I think that's terrible, or
bitches.
Exactly. Mary says she's not sure why Janelle is trying to kind of pump them up about it, because they're not going to live there with her unless Cody's not backing her up about it. Bingo.
Uh-huh.
Cody's being a fucking dick about it.
Also, when you're so excited about something,
you want to like
share the excitement with other people.
Yes.
Like, she just is so excited about it. She just wants to share. Like, sure, Cody's not backing her up, sort of.
Right.
But she's like so excited that she wants to share this with the people in her life. It doesn't have to be for a reason that she's trying to get everybody excited about it.
Right.
She's excited.
And if they had the kind of relationship that they like to make people think they have as sister wives, then they would be excited for her and not trying yes. to shit on it.
Christine looks genuinely excited for Janelle. She right. does make a, like, you know, comments that aren't nice, but you know, she does actually like, she like when she said it, she was like, oh, this is something you've always wanted, you know, like she's seems excited for Janelle.
Right. Janelle has this kind of like idea that nobody's really using the Coyote Pass property. And so, you know, she's really trying to make this work because she wants everybody to go move to Coyote Pass. And so if she can kind of get up there, it'll get her motivated to build up there, which would then get others up motivated to build up there. I mean, honestly, like I think that, right. Honestly, I think that's the whole Coyote Pass thing is just a lost cause at this point, but.
I think it is too. And at one point she does say, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And I think that's actually what it is for them.
I'm sure, because they don't ever see it. It's not like they, if they did all live on RVs on the property, for one thing, it would be pushing them if they hated RV living to build quicker.
Yeah.
You know, and they would be seeing it every single day and thinking, I can't wait to live, you know, in a house here or right. whatever. So they talk a little bit about how she'll have to buy a truck to haul it because Cody's truck is too small. Christine calls it a wussy truck.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Cody, he says that Janelle bought the cart without the horse. And then he's uh-huh. like laughing and he's still chuckling. And he says to the camera, this is a dumb idea.
Yes.
Then the editors, love them, cut directly to him in the backyard saying that it's a step in the right direction because he doesn't want to buy her rental and he didn't enjoy living there anyway. And then it'll be great to be able to step outside the RV and see their view on Coyote Pass.
I have many things to say right here, okay?
Please.
First off, she said to the camera, to Cody, that she likes her rental.
Yes.
She really enjoys living there.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And then he comes up with, I've always hated living here. Fuck you, man.
Right. Right.
Like, that's so fucking rude.
Yes.
Even if you hated living there, your wife just told you that she loves living there. So just like, shut up.
Right. Don't say anything at all. Or if you yeah. have to say something because you seem to not be able to stop yourself, then just say, I know you love living there. I didn't feel the same way about it.
Yeah. You don't have to be so rude about it.
Yeah.
I've always hated living here. Okay.
Well, and also he's fucking rude to the camera when he's like, this is a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Why is it a dumb idea?
He is so back and forth when it comes to things.
He's on like the edge of a just completely cracking.
Yes. He essentially is like two-faced.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Where you're saying things to one party and then you're saying totally different things to other people to make yourself look good.
Well, this might be where I started to think, okay, I really think he does think he comes off looking good here because he does change what he says for the cameras mm-hmm. as though he's trying to make the general public think something different about himself.
Right. Yeah.
Which we are all thinking something different about you, but it's not the thing you wanted us to think.
Right. Right. So my other thing here is he's like, oh, it'd be great to like step outside and be on Coyote Pass. But like, how often is he at Janelle's house?
Right. This whole time, because she says to him when they're out on Coyote Pass and he's shaving the trees again, she says something to him like, you are going to come out here and stay with us, right?
Right.
Like, he's not going over there and he's not staying, because he even said in an earlier episode that he's not staying the night there. He just comes over and sees them and then goes leaves. Home.
Yes.
Like he does at Christine's. So he's not going to be stepping out of the RV in the morning and seeing the view because he doesn't exactly. sleep there.
Exactly. Unless he's getting his own RV.
No, there's no way.
He can put it over by his pond because he wants to have that property.
His fucking drainage ditch. So this is where Christine says that, you know, she needs to tell them that she has no intention of being on the property and that she doesn't want her piece of the land either.
Mm-hmm.
So we're legitimately halfway through this episode And we're just now finally getting to the thing that they teased, which was her telling them, you know, that she's leaving. Yeah. Also, they're all sitting outside together. I, for some reason, had it in my head that she was talking to them one-on-one.
Well, it makes it look like that in the preview. It made it look like, because they're all of their backgrounds are completely different.
Well, we find out why that is. Yes. Because, I mean, it's for good reason, because Christine wanted to tell them this while there weren't camera people there. And so they put up their own cameras. Mm-hmm. But it looks fucking hysterical that they have
all of these tripods.
Tripods with camera phones. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes, it does.
Also, that had to be awkward as fuck to know, like, to be able to see yourself in the camera.
Or the person across from you.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you're telling each other these, like, you know, life-changing things.
It's crazy.
Christine says to them that she's been meaning to talk to them for a long time, but with Janelle moving out of the house, now this is the time to do it. And she says it's no secret that they've had problems, and that she's, her and Cody have had problems, and that she's ready to leave Cody. And then it's just fucking crickets.
It is silent for so long.
It really is. And I don't know if that's an editor choice, but like, it was uncomfortable.
I feel like it maybe wasn't, because Christine was the next person to talk, as if like, you guys have been quiet for too long. I need to like fill in the space, like kind of like a panic thing.
Yes. And she, what she says there is that it was a hard decision, but she had to make a choice basically to have happiness and peace and joy. And she feels strongly that this is the best choice for her. So you're right. It was like she was trying to explain further, mm-hmm. because nobody was saying anything. I'd be like, hello.
I know. Somebody say something.
God. And of course, Robin's like, oh, I was so worried that this is what you were going to talk to me about. And she starts crying.
Immediately. No, how it would have happened for me. Okay. Uh-huh. It would have been dead silent. Okay. And then instead of saying anything to explain more, I would have just been like, okay, cool. Love it. Great.
cool.
Yep.
Oh my God. I feel like you would have just gotten up and left. I know.
Glad we met today, guys. Good chat.
This has been great.
This has been good, but I'm going to go to Utah. So
we can talk by Zoom.
Right. I'll call you when I get to Utah. Okay.
Oh my God.
Some of you.
That's right. One of you. I'll call one of you.
Janelle, I'll call you when I get to Utah. Okay.
That's exactly right. Oh my God. So
also, if you could get off my property, that'd be great.
Exactly. I'm trying to sell this house.
I'm going to go inside. You guys see yourselves out.
You guys could leave the photographers coming over for the realtor.
Yes. Oh my God. Yep.
Oh God. So Robin crying. She says that she knew Christine had packed his stuff up, but she didn't know if it was just a break. And Christine says, no, it's final. Also, I wanted to see if anybody else's reaction was like, now, how did you know that he packed stuff up? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, as if she was the only person that knew that.
Right. I bet, but she was. I mean, Janelle probably knew. I feel like she said that like almost like a, you know, she knew a little bit, trying to get a little ahead of the sister wives,
like a leg up.
Yeah, a leg up. Also, who packs their husband's shit and moves it out of the house for a break?
Right. Because then in a minute, Robin says to the camera, it's not computing. What the fuck is not computing?
What's not computing?
She packed his shit and literally, it is the equivalent of throwing his shit out the window onto the front yard. Do you know what I mean?
It really is.
But like nicer.
Yes.
Mary says it's a big announcement and she's just processing at this point. Janelle says she's known it was coming, but it's hard to know something and then to actually have it happen, which I get that. Christine says she needs to talk to Janelle specifically because she is planning to move to Utah. And she asks if Janelle wants to rent the house.
Yes, she does.
Did that happen? Did she rent the house? I can't remember.
No, because she moved into the trailer.
No, I know she moved into the trailer for a little bit, but there's not a house on Coyote Pass for her. Janelle, right?
Right, but she moves out of the trailer for the winter. When she moved out of the trailer, she moved out for the winter.
Right.
And she never moved back in. So I'm assuming she found a rental. I don't know where she would have gone, but by that point, Christine would have sold her house.
Yeah, because I can't remember the whole like timeline of when Christine sold the house and stuff.
Well, she sold it in like October because she moves in September, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And then if Janelle went off property in the winter, it would have been later than September.
October. Right. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I know I'm right. Also, I love how like Robin and Mary are just like in complete disbelief.
I
And
know.
Janelle's like, I knew it was happening, kind of. You may have mentioned to my kids already.
She sure does. She sure does.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It's that rumor mill Janelle's a part of, you know?
I guess. But you know what? Mary and Robin have to be completely delusional or entirely kidding themselves in order to not see that there was something going on.
Right. Robin should have figured it out when Cody came home with the
Robin
boxes.
Should have figured it out when Cody started not going to anyone else's house but hers.
Why are you at my house all the time, every night? Oh, wait, no, because he leaves the house.
Oh, that's right. And disappears in his office car.
Yes.
When she says something to Janelle about that you want to rent the house, then Mary and Robin are, Mary and Robin or Mary and Janelle, a bunch of them are like, this is all, you know, really sudden. And then Cody's like, oh, I see. You just wanted to talk about this now because you wanted Janelle to rent your house.
Right.
Like, are you fucking out of your mind?
He's trying to throw her under the bus.
It's just constant. Like, if you didn't understand why she was leaving before, this should be the clue. Like, you're such a fucking asshole constantly.
This entire conversation, especially when we get to the end of it, should be a clue to anyone watching in why she left him.
I swear to God, if I was her, I'd be sitting there the whole time just taking a mental checklist. That's a reason why I'm leaving. That's another reason why I'm leaving.
Red flag, red flag.
Oh, boy. Listen, if only I was wearing my pumpkin spice and reproductive rights shirt right now, because this motherfucker and his patriarchy.
I know.
All right. So Janelle says it's, you know, not really a surprise because she talked to her kids. And she asks what happens now with all of the kids, which Janelle seems to really be the most concerned with her kids, everyone's kids, like how this is going to impact all of them.
Because as we saw in previous seasons, Christine is the one who's taking care of the kids currently.
Right.
And Janelle is thinking about their future.
Yes. Right.
That's how it always was before. And just from this conversation, you can tell that's how it still is.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. So Christine says the relationship they have with each other, it's still great. It's still family. It's just going to look different. And fucking Mary, Debbie Downer.
She's such a bitch.
She's like, when a family splits up, it's not that easy. And if women aren't married to the same man, you're not a sister wife anymore. Okay, bitch.
If I want to call someone my sister wife,
right?
We don't have to be married to the same man,
right? Correct. Janelle can't imagine how this looks after 30 years. Like, they've been together for 30 years. You know what happens now with everything? And she says that Christine has been so much the fabric of everything, that she was front and center of Janelle's memories. She took care of her kids. There's just so much history over the decades, and Christine is as big a part of her world as Cody is.
Yes.
I would dare to say that she's a bigger part than Cody is.
I think so too. The fact that she took care of your kids while you worked.
Yes.
They were basically spouses.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was a bigger part than Cody.
Yeah. Also, I don't think Cody's exactly an involved dad, so.
I don't think so either.
So Robin keeps asking her, like, are you guys sure? Are you sure?
Like, shut the fuck up, Robin. Okay.
Christine's like,
she's sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
I am.
In this conversation, Christine is again super calm.
Oh my God, so calm. The calmest. I don't know how she's like this.
I don't either. She's so like matter of fact. This is what's happening. Like, you're not going to change my mind. This is what's happening.
Right. And she's almost like, she's not like crying, right? Because like, as you were saying before, she's already been through all of that. She's almost like, I don't want to say like happy, but she'll like smile sometimes. Like,
girl, she happy.
But you know what I mean? She's not like being a bitch about it, I don't think.
No, but I think she sees like what her future holds and she's excited for it.
Because it doesn't hold what's happening in this backyard right now.
Right.
Right. So Robin, of course, has to make this fucking about her. I'm having a real hard time meeting our friend's request that we find something nice to say about Robin every episode.
This episode was really hard. I don't think there's anything good I can say about her this episode.
I really can't.
Because what you're about to say real pissed me off.
Oh God. She's like, I've been through a divorce. I know what this means. And she says, she's looking at Cody like, are you going to let this happen? And she's looking at Christine like, are you sure? Do you know what this means? Because I do. And it was hell. First of all, are you going to let this happen? You don't get to say that she can't leave.
Cody doesn't either.
That's what I mean. Cody does not get to say that she can't leave.
Okay.
Yes.
Not every divorce is the same.
I know. Also, if what we've heard is true, that her ex-husband was abusing her,
right,
then that's far different. If you think your marriage with Cody is so special, then you should be able to see the differences between Cody and your ex-husband.
Right.
Which just further puts a little check mark in my mind, like I said last week, about Cody, some of the shit that he says sounds like abuse.
Yes. Yes.
That is not an accusation. Nobody sue me. Okay.
Shit. She says something about how it's still hard. It's hard on her and hard on the kids. And like, it's still hard to this day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What is making it hard? I would like to know.
I don't know, because all she does is tell us about what a great dad Cody is to her kids. And he jumped in and adopted them and all this other bullshit. So what is still hard? You cut their dad out of their life.
Exactly. That's what I would like to know. What is still hard after all these years? What is it? Give right. me an example or something.
Right.
And Janelle was divorced too. And she's not like, I've been divorced. Like, come on.
I wish people could see what you look like when you just did that.
Oh my God.
Right. Yes. It's because everything is about fucking Robin.
Yes. I've also been divorced. And let me tell you, I haven't been divorced as long as Robin has. Mm-hmm. And it's not hard right now.
Right. Okay? It was. Like, divorce is hard and it sucks. Yes. You know?
But like, I have grown and figured shit out to where we co-parent very well.
But that's the difference though, right? Because that's not what Robin did. She just yes. took those kids away from the dad. And if he was abusive, like, that's a whole other set of issues, especially if he was abusive with the kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, he shouldn't be seeing the kids.
Right.
But, you know, she took the kids and had Cody adopt them and all those other things. So like,
and Christine is doing the exact opposite of that.
Right.
She is making every effort to make sure that Cody is in his kids' lives, even though he doesn't want to be.
Right. Yes.
So like, Christine's divorce is going to look very different than Robin's.
Well, and since the beginning, like since that last tell-all, Robin's been talking about how she's basically the expert on divorces and yes. that Christine didn't try as hard as she did and whatever else, you know?
Right. She got lazy.
God.
I love how she says all of these things about divorced people and people who leave as like being lazy and not trying, but it completely excludes her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, she's not lazy in any capacity. She has a full-time job and she parents her own children and she teaches them and she doesn't have a nanny.
She's a
full-time Oh, wait, job. I'm sorry. She has a full-time nanny and no job.
I was going to say, did I miss something? Are we talking about the same person?
Oh, Lord. So Janelle asks how they unravel this. And Christine says there isn't any unraveling. It all just looks different. And fucking Mary, it's not that easy. She's like, I'm not happy. It makes me angry. Then she says, when they got married, she and Cody, they made a commitment to each other. And come on, you guys, can't we just get our heads out of our butts?
Uh-huh.
What commitment is that, Mary? Because you are practically not married to this man.
Right.
You are in actually no way married to him because you divorced.
Yes.
So that he can marry Robin. He doesn't come around. He hasn't slept with you for like 10 years.
Right.
He's not even, you're not even in the fucking rotation.
Oh my God. Yep. I love it.
It's
That's
true.
The next shirt. You're not even in the rotation.
Not even in the rotation, Mary. So Janelle asks, what about Truly? And this is the part we saw in the preview.
Oof, the mistakes that Christine makes.
Definite mistakes. Christine says she'll be fine. And she says it'll be hard for her and them. And it'll be hard taking her away from Cody. Well, that just flipped a fucking switch on him.
He didn't say a fucking word until she said that.
He sure didn't. And then he's like, oh, you're not taking her away. We have to have 50-50. And Christine calls him on his bullshit. She's like, we talked about this.
Yes.
And you said it was fine. And he says, no, you said you were moving, but I didn't say it was okay. First of all, she doesn't need your permission to move.
Right.
You know, I mean, she needs your, like, depending on what the state laws are, there are states where you have to have permission of the father before you can move so far away and whatever, but she doesn't have to have permission for herself to move.
Mm-hmm.
She says, no, you did. And they go back and forth for a while. It is extremely uncomfortable.
Yes.
And it was just all happening in front of everybody else sitting there.
Yes.
Like, if you guys didn't realize before that she was serious, take a look at now.
She God. Is serious. She is serious.
She's dead serious.
Is this the part where he says that you didn't ask me if you could leave?
Yes. He says the whole issue is that from the beginning, she didn't ask if it was okay, if he didn't, you know, if he stopped coming to the house, okay with him. She didn't ask if it was okay with him if she moved his stuff out. She didn't ask if it was okay with him if she moved to Utah and took Truly. She just told him she was going to do it.
Apparently, Robin didn't clue him in on how divorce works because... When
the expert on divorce didn't clue him in.
Right. When you decide to divorce someone, you don't ask their permission to do so.
Correct. Right.
Right. You also, just you do it.
You didn't ask if it was okay if you with me, if you were uncomfortable with me being in the bed with you.
Right.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Get out of here.
Excuse me. Are you, is it okay that I'm not comfortable with you in my bed?
Right.
Okay.
Right. No. God, he is the fucking worst.
He really, really is.
And she says, you know, she can't live in this painful limbo anymore. And Cody says he's going to be in Trudy's life and she can't stop him. And he doesn't understand what her intention is. What intention? Her intention is to divorce you, you dumbass.
Wait, is this where he talks about the other guy? Or is that later?
Oh my God. Hold on. I have it written down because
Okay. We'll just get to it.
I laughed out loud.
Oh my God, me too. Man.
So to camera. This is my favorite part in the entire episode. Christine says she finds it ironic that now he wants to be involved. Now he wants 50-50. Well, hell, he could have had 50-50 time with us the whole fucking time we lived here.
Well, hell.
Well, hell. If he wanted 50-50, he should have been around more. He doesn't get 50-50. He hasn't been around enough for that.
Boom. Mic drop.
That's right.
Ah, I love it.
That's right. He says she's in a plural marriage, or at least she was. And then he like eye rolls to the ceiling. She forgets what she signed up to be a part of. Okay. Again, I say she thought plural marriage was for her. And it doesn't matter if it's plural marriage or monogamous marriage. You can think a monogamous marriage is for you. Get into it. Realize it's not divorce the person.
Right.
It's not about plural marriage. It's about her marriage with you.
It's about the person you marry.
That's right. So she says to the other wives that she's moving in September and they can figure out birthdays and holidays and everything. And Janelle says she worries about Truly and Saul and Ari. And Christine says, well, the kids she's closest with are Aspen and Mitch and McKelty. And she like names all of her own kids.
Yes, she does.
I was like, Robin is sitting right there.
Because when Janelle says that, they show Robin and she's getting all like choked up again. Christine shut that shit down real quick.
But you know what? Here's the thing. When he talks about his fucking COVID protocols and shit, that really probably was the final straw for the relationship between Truly and the other kids, because he and Robin decided to keep their kids away from the rest of the family.
Yes.
So like, how is she supposed, they're little, they're not teenagers who can get on Discord and talk to each other or something. Like, they don't have an opportunity to get together with each other because you're keeping them apart. So of course that relationship dies.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Ari couldn't even remember some of the some of the siblings' names, for crying out loud.
Yep.
Janelle says, and she's, you know, like upset about it, that she doesn't think that Truly will ever come back for a long period of time. And she says to Christine, like, there'll never be another Christmas. And Christine's like, I don't know. It's right. It's sad.
It is. Yeah.
And then fucking Cody says, just because you have this urge to go to Utah, it's a little convoluted. Why does she feel like she has to move? She's up there all the time anyway. Okay.
But visiting somewhere and moving somewhere are very different.
And he just has to get those jabs in about her being away from home. It's like the only ammunition he has against her.
Also, if she's already up there all the time anyways, then why does it matter if she moves?
Correct. Right. It's not like you see her because you're mad at her for going, so you don't go over and see her.
Right.
Robin says, you know, to Christine, like, you keep talking about the kids, but do you want to be done with the rest of us too? And Christine says, no. Robin says, so you don't want to move to Coyote Pass? And Christine's like, nope.
That's a solid no, ma'am.
Robin keeps saying she's in shock a little bit. And she says she hasn't seen a lot of positive examples of when a wife leads a family. Okay.
Okay. This is so frustrating. They always like compare everything they do to other plural families. And right. I get it. That's what you have to go off of. But like, you haven't seen a lot of positive when people separate from plural families. So instead of like just saying, oh, well, it's going to be negative, make it fucking positive.
Right.
Put in the effort. Don't be lazy. Put in the effort.
Because honestly, again, the same could be said about monogamous divorces.
Absolutely.
Like, the stereotype is a shitty divorce where parents are pitting kids against each other. It happens in movies and it happens to all kinds of people all the time. So it's like, if you make it so, then of course it's going to be like that.
It's like, what is it? Breaking the stigma or breaking the, what's the thing? You know, when like your mom's a teen mom and then you're a teen mom.
Oh, like breaking like the generational trauma or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's essentially that, but for, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the stigma of.
It's like the pattern.
Pattern. That's the word. Look at us. Look at us with words.
Look at us figuring out words.
Ah, pattern. But yeah, break the pattern of negativity when someone leaves a plural family.
Also, they don't have young children. Like, I know Robin does, but the rest of them don't. And so if a wife leaves, then what relationship is missing? The relationship between that wife and the other wives? Well, guess what? The four of you collectively didn't have great relationships with each other.
Right.
What's missing? What's different? There's nothing fucking different. All of her kids, except for Truly and Gwendolyn, who lives in town, all live someplace else.
Right. Yeah. They all live to where she wants to go.
Right. Except for Isabel's going to North Carolina, but regardless, like, you know, they all live someplace else. Most of half of Janelle's kids live someplace else. Yeah. Mary's kid lives someplace else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, what's the big fucking deal if Christine leaves?
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
She says that at some point during this.
Oh, she sure does. And I wondered, like, haven't you ever seen people talking about you online that they say that you're saying dill? If I had heard someone say that, I would then make myself say it differently.
Yes.
Also, Mary says right here, which I find this really fucking irritating, that she doesn't think that Christine was happy even back in Utah. But then the next words out of her mouth are, this whole thing is very disappointing to me.
Uh-huh.
Are you fucking kidding? You just said that she's been miserable for as long as you have.
She doesn't care about how you feel.
A couple of friends of mine were talking in like a group chat about this episode, and one of them said that they think that she's pissed off at Christine because she didn't have the balls to leave first.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
And now she's just like stuck, I think, or I don't know what. Maybe she enjoys her life. I don't know.
Maybe. Somebody, I think, messaged us on Instagram and asked if we thought the reason that she stays is money related.
Mary?
Yeah.
Probably.
Do you think so though? Because I feel like she has all of the stuff going with the inn and all of the LuLaRoe background and like build up over the years.
Yeah, but I think something to like a part of that, I think, is like until Christine decided to leave now, they've never had a wife leave. So maybe Mary was like, well, I won't get the show money if I leave. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I don't think we're not going to see Christine anymore, but we didn't know that until this is happening. So maybe Mary was thinking, well, if I leave, then I'm not going to be on the show anymore and then I won't get the show money. She barely has to be filmed and she gets show money. You know what I mean?
Is the show money that much, or does Cody keep it for himself?
I bet Cody keeps it.
I bet he does too.
He makes $200 an hour, okay?
Doing what? Hey, you had told me before about they had to like take like a price cut or whatever, like an income cut with the show. So like, is the show money actually that much?
Do you think they're getting more these last couple seasons because it's been so juicy and people have been really tuning in?
I don't know. How does that work?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I'm sure it's a contracted amount. Like
I was going to say, I feel like it's got to be a contract.
But then if your show is popular, then the next season you can say, I want a raise, basically, or we're not going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So Cody asks her what she gains by going to Utah. Is that a for real question?
You already know that he thinks that she's going to someday realize that everything that she hopes for is going to be worse than what she currently has.
I don't know why he thinks that though.
I don't either.
Because it's obvious to anyone with eyeballs that the most important people to her are her kids.
Right.
So what she gains by going to Utah is being with her kids.
I don't know how he doesn't see that because he doesn't go over there. She's never in town. Like, clearly this is a shitty relationship.
Right. It's like she asked him, why can't you just let me go?
Yeah.
And also, like, it's not just her that cares first about their kids, because Janelle is like that too.
Yes, she is.
So how do you not see that, like, half of the family, half of your wives are more concerned with their kids, as they fucking should be, because you're a piece of human garbage.
Right.
So he says to her, or she says, sorry, Christine says, I've got community there. I've got a support system there. You know, I've got my parents. I've got other plural families. Well, that was the wrong fucking thing to say.
Yes, it was.
Because he's like, you're leaving this. You don't like plural marriage. You're not in the church. How are you getting a plural community where you're going? You've got your plural community here.
She doesn't like the plural life for herself.
She doesn't like being plurally married to you.
Right. You're still the common denominator there, Cody.
That's right. Because if she had been in a plural marriage with someone else who did not treat her like shit, she probably would still be married to them.
Probably. Yep. He basically berates her in this.
He what?
He's like berating her.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He like won't let her answer whenever she says about like there's other people there, there's other plural families, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's like trying to answer him and he just keeps like cutting her off and like asking her more things and like essentially mm-hmm. telling her she's wrong. Like fucking let her answer. If you're going to ask her a question, let her answer.
Yeah, but he's got to be in control of the situation.
Oh yeah, he sure does.
For someone who thinks everyone around him is a narcissist, he sure exhibits a lot of narcissistic behavior.
He's about to say something that is the most narcissistic thing I think I've ever heard come out of his mouth.
About the dating someone?
Yes.
Okay. So he says he never understood her need to move unless there's some guy she wants to date there or she wants to get away from him to get the stink of him off of her to date other people.
Yep.
First of all, she wants to get away from you, period.
Period.
Full stop. End of sentence. It's not about your stink. She just wants to get the fuck away from you.
Why does it have to be about somebody else? She just wants to leave so that she can be happy.
Because he cannot get his head around any of them having independence from him. As exhibited in a few minutes here.
Right. It's incredibly narcissistic.
Robin asks her if she believes in plural marriage anymore. And Christine says she believes it works for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody says that the reason they're where they are is because her mind changed about plural marriage. And basically because she needed more attention from him.
Right.
So it's about her and about her.
Always. Never about him.
Like what he's saying but doesn't realize he's saying is that he wasn't able to balance being married to four women and he wasn't treating her well.
Yep.
But he doesn't see that as him saying that. He sees it as her causing a problem that ended their marriage.
Yes. It will always fall back on her in his eyes.
And I feel like she is at a point, and I would have gotten to this point with him as well, where she's content to just let him think that because she's getting the fuck out of there.
Yes. Yes. At one point, you just kind of, okay.
Because what is the point? You're talking to a brick wall.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you try to convince them of something else, they're still going to think what they think.
It's not worth the time and the energy to try to convince them otherwise.
That's right. Because it would just be draining her.
Right. And she knows that.
Uh-huh.
She realizes that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Cody says he's mad and angry about it, but there's no sense in killing themselves to redeem the marriage. That's what they've been doing since Vegas. And it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if everyone can acknowledge that this hasn't been working for years and years, then why is everyone so shocked that this is happening?
It's a good question.
Okay. I need everybody to buckle up.
Oof. This part. I think my jaw was laying on the floor when he did his entire speech.
Do you not hear yourself?
No.
When you're saying stuff like this and you're on national television, do you not hear these words coming out of your mouth?
But this is what he truly believes.
I think so too. Which is scary.
Which is why he doesn't hear how ridiculous he sounds.
And I have a bone to pick with the wives, but we'll talk about that in a second. So he says, and I wrote this down verbatim, so I'm just going to read the whole thing verbatim. I'm going to be head of my household again. I'm not going to be circumvented in that. And so if everybody's willing to conform to patriarchy again, I guess, because I've been fighting to make everybody happy. My bitterness is out of trying to do that and not having the family that I thought about and designed. If everybody is willing to conform to patriarchy again.
Guys, he was saying this directly to his wife's faces, not on the couch by himself.
Correct.
To them.
If everyone is willing to conform to patriarchy again.
If somebody comes at me, like my husband, and tells me that I have to conform to patriarchy.
Could you fucking imagine Aaron coming to me and saying that?
Could you imagine anyone coming to you and saying that?
I literally have a t-shirt that has a unicorn trampling on a like a skull and it says trample the patriarchy. Okay. Uh-huh. I wear it to the grocery store in my conservative town and I watch people look at my shirt in horror and it delights me.
Right. It is crazy. It is.
Does this man know that it's 2022?
We're 17 seasons into this.
Yes.
Has he ever once said anything about patriarchy before?
This is what I mean. I want to understand if we're just getting a different edit or if this is new from him.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like it's new from the way that Janelle talks about this. Because she says here, yeah, I didn't know I'd signed up for patriarchy. That's not what we all agreed on in the beginning. But, and then she kind of shrugs like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
And he says to camera, ironically, Janelle did sign up for patriarchy when her and I made an agreement that she would come into the family. She agreed to run her will into mine because I had to be the head of the family.
Okay. Being the head of the family, because they, in previous seasons, they have talked about him being the head of the family.
Yes.
But it was never as a patriarchy. It was more of like, if there's a disagreement, you're the final decision maker kind of thing.
Yeah.
That kind of, there's so many of us, you're just going to be the one to kind of run the ship.
Right.
Not control everything.
Right.
Yeah.
I almost feel like maybe when they got married, because it was a long time ago, and they're in this plural marriage situation where there are lots of people in plural marriage who do have this like patriarchal bullshit going on. So maybe in the beginning, when they first got together, that was kind of the way that they ran things. But by the time we see them in season one, that doesn't appear to be the relationship they have. Because one of the things they talk about from the beginning is the independence they have because of plural marriage.
Right.
So then he's now seeing that 17 seasons in, however many years that was, 12 or something. 12 years in, he's now lost control, according to him. I'm not saying this. He is. He's now lost control of the entire situation. And so he's going to buckle down back to the standard that they had whenever they first got married.
Right.
But it's not going to work with these women.
No, not now. They are 30, what? Seven. What was their anniversary? No, was it 27?
I think they've been together because earlier Janelle said something about unraveling 30 years worth of marriage or whatever.
So 30 years. They have been in this relationship for 30 years.
Yes.
And he thinks that they're going to change the way that they are for him.
Right.
Also, you know that the producers were like, this is what Janelle said.
I know. Oh my God. Yes, I know. Oh,
yep.
Delightful.
I wonder if they like interviewed all the women first and then they're like, let's see what kind of juice we can get to tell Cody to piss him off.
For sure. For sure. This is where I have an issue with the wives. I don't think Christine needs to say shit because she's, again, looking at it as a red flag and saying like, thank God I'm getting the fuck out of here. But how does Janelle just sit there and listen to that in the moment? Because I would have flipped my fucking lid.
I think that at this point, and maybe there's something that happened that we didn't see because there's not really anything that happens after this. But I feel like at this point, especially Janelle, she knows him well enough to know that like, just let him ramble on and then I'm going to go do my own thing.
But it's also like making them all look ridiculous.
Right.
Because they're going along with this bullshit.
But are they? And does it?
I would feel like if I sat there and let my husband say to me that it was time for the patriarchy to come back into effect or whatever, and I didn't say something like, we're not doing that, then it would make me look like I was okay with that.
But when you look at this show, because we're in season 17, you look at this show and what he just said, and Janelle, because Mary and Robin go along with fucking everything. When Janelle just sits there and doesn't say anything, do you actually look at her and go, oh, well, she's an idiot because she's going along with it?
No, I don't look at her. I don't personally look at her and think she's an idiot, but I do look and say, like, I'm disappointed that you didn't come back at him with something because nobody ever fucking checks him.
But is it worth it to check him or just to go about your day? And I think Janelle knows it's not worth my time.
I wish that Janelle would leave him. Yeah. But so that she can have a peaceful existence where she doesn't have to sit there and bite her tongue for shit like this.
Right.
Because she doesn't deserve to have him sit there and say, you know, conform to the patriarchy and then try to throw her under the bus in a confessional later. Like, she doesn't deserve any of that shit.
No, she doesn't. She has always deserved a whole lot better than that man.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, honestly, they all do. As much as I dislike Robin, they all deserve to have a different existence besides this one with him.
Yes.
But you can't help people who won't help themselves, and Robin and Mary won't help themselves.
Right.
So Cody says here, he doesn't feel like the head of the household when certain people are around. And so if that's the case, then he's not going to have the whole family together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at the point in his life where he basically won't tolerate people that can't respect him. So obviously he's talking about Christine, but I think he's also talking about Gabe and Garrison and
yes.
Madison and Hunter and everybody else that he's pissed off at.
Yes.
So what he's saying, if I'm understanding this correctly, is that the people who disagree with him are no longer welcome in his home because he needs to be the head of the household. And he can't do that if people are coming in and disagreeing with him.
His home or Robin's home?
Oh, Robin's home.
Or they just one and the same at this point.
They're just one and the same. Yep. Then he says that in giving them independence, the wives' independence, they lost unity. And he should have taken the reins before now. Are you fucking kidding me?
Man.
Robin says it's going to rock them if they're not careful. And she hopes everyone is taking it seriously. Bitch, everybody is taking it seriously except you.
Oh my God. No, it's all a big fucking joke.
Like, you're the person who keeps thinking that Christine's going to change her mind.
Right.
And then Cody says he's sorry that they failed.
Who failed?
Failed at what?
Right.
God. And then we see the next time on. The next time on was like Janelle talking about the RV and Mary saying she didn't want an RV pad thing put in.
Okay. First off, this next time on is like not like even cohesive. Okay.
It's real chaotic.
It's really crazy. Yes. Yeah. So when it shows Janelle and Cody going to see the RV, Janelle's like, it's massive. And then Cody's like, it's so small.
I know. I know. Okay. The fucking editors.
First of all, it is massive. Okay. It's a massive fifth wheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, what is Cody comparing it to? Like the Mary's house, Robin's house? Like
Mary's
the
house
fucking
with the elevators.
Huge houses that they've had.
Yeah.
Right. That's not what it is. You can't compare that.
We collectively as a fan base for Sister Wives need to take up a collection for the editors of these last two seasons.
I know. It's been great.
Give them a nice little bonus.
Right. They need a tip.
The other like sort of juicy thing that happens, because the last thing that happens the next time on is that they talk about like, will it be weird when family gets together? And then they show Isabel being a completely normal human being to her siblings. But the other juicy thing is that Cody tells Mary to move to the inn.
Yes. Okay. He says something about, or she like, she's like telling what he said or whatever, but like basically it's, you're up there all the time anyways. Why don't you just move there?
Right.
Okay.
Hers is a rental, right?
Her house is a rental, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. The inn is in Utah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Christine? You're up there all the time anyways. You should stay in Flagstaff.
Yes, exactly.
The total opposite.
What is his obsession with her?
I don't know.
He obviously doesn't like her, so I don't understand.
I think it's the fact that she's choosing to leave, whereas Mary's just hanging around like a lost puppy.
Yes.
You know?
Why is Mary renting a house that's presumably a high monthly rent, that big ass house, when she has a place to stay at the inn and she's always at the inn?
I mean, that's a good question.
Remember that time the fire was coming towards her house and she like completely lost her mind?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Jesus.
Also, she goes on a little tirade here, and I cannot wait for the next episode to see, because I imagine there's more to this. I was here in the beginning.
Listen, Mary used to be the problematic person, like the Robin of this whole thing. You know what I mean? And her meltdowns like this, her super bratty meltdowns, used to be like the thing that was happening on this show. Now we just have Robin crying and Christine leaving.
Well, Mary's meltdowns are back.
I'm thrilled to have a Mary meltdown.
Yes. Yes.
Man. Like that time on her Friends with Fridays with Friends or whatever.
Oh, when she had God. Yes. She definitely did have a meltdown. When Robin says about when they're like going to Christine's house.
Yes.
In this part here, when they're going over to Isabel's graduation party. I'd also like to note, in all of this that's been happening with the Isabel and Brianna thing, Savannah and Brianna are the same age.
Right. Nobody ever talks about Savannah.
Not Isabel and Brianna. It doesn't make any sense.
Savannah doesn't exist because she's the full-blooded sibling of Gabe and Garrison, who he hates.
Right. Okay. So when they're going over there, Robin says, are we going to be able to be around each other or is it going to be tense?
First of all, Robin, that's on you.
That's a choice that you make, sir.
Sir. Like,
It is. You're the one who's going to choose to be awkward about it and make it tense, or just to be fucking normal.
And then that rubs directly off onto her kids, because her kids are exactly like her. Every time she does something, they're doing the same damn thing, like Aurora crying.
Right.
So if you go in with a shitty attitude, then your kids are going to have one too.
Right. This is not how you break the
pattern.
Yeah. That's the word. Also, it technically would be like a generational thing because of how it comes down through like plural marriage.
Right, right.
So
here's an idea. Whatever. Model positivity for your children.
You know, don't be negative, Nancy.
Oh, she can't help but do that. Her and Mary both. Maybe that's why they get along so well.
Probably. It probably is. It Jesus probably is. Christ.
All right. Well, that's the end of that episode. So yeah, yep. This one wasn't as juicy. It was emotionally taxing because Cody is such a piece of shit, and listening to him talk about the patriarchy and what everything and all that shit was just infuriating.
Just slightly angering.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just dislike him more and more every time. Like when I think I can't dislike him more, then I watch another episode and I'm like, oh, hey, there he is.
I still hate him.
God.
Do we have anything positive to say about Robin? That's a big old no.
I truly can't think of anything. I really have been trying every episode since that person said that to like think of something, and I'm just having a really hard time finding something positive this time.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Because, and it's not just Robin, truly, in this entire episode. It's like everybody was being really shitty about the camper, and then everybody's being really shitty about, you know, what's happening with Christine. Just everybody's being shitty.
Everybody but Janelle. Team Janelle. That's my new hashtag.
Yeah.
I love her.
I do too.
No, I'm in love with her.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, no, but seriously, I do. She's still my favorite wife.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, we can't come up with anything positive. So sorry. Sorry, Robin. Like she listens.
I know. Oh, boy.
Sorry, Robin. We tried.
Sorry, team Robiners.
Yeah, we can't do it this time. All right. Well,
here's to next time.
Here's to next time. We'll find something positive next time.
Yes, hopefully.
All right. Well, we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.